Timmins now has a championship cricket team. The Timmins Tiger Cricket Club had its first tournament win in August in Thunder Bay and tied with North Bay for the season's last tournament. "This is the culmination of a lot of hard work," says Deepak Datta, the team's manager. "We were looking for the win to boost up our confidence and our professionalism as well," he said. "The boys were hungry for the trophies, they gelled like a unit, played like a unit, and it paid off." Since the cricket batting cages opening at the Archie Dillon Sportsplex last winter, the team has had great success. See. Tiger's winter hibernation ends with new indoor cricket area. "The ability to keep their skills up during the winter has made all the difference," said Datta. "They can tune their skill set, and practice hitting the ball and throwing the ball," he said. "Even when it's minus 40, they can still enjoy the cricket inside, so they won't be without their favorite sport." He said it's not just cricket players benefiting from the cage at the Sportsplex. "Baseball and softball, they're trying to look for the schedule so we can provide the cage so they can also practice," Datta said. With colder weather approaching, the team is moving back into the cricket batting cage at the Sportsplex, and they've opened registration for their winter training program. "It is open to anyone and any age group, but Datta says they're trying to motivate new students coming to town to join, and students will not have to pay a registration fee. We want to promote cricket here and encourage so all the new students coming here. If they are looking to join, it will show them that cricket is flourishing here," he said. "Support from the city of Timmins has also been crucial to success," says Datta. "All the city staff who support us with maintaining the grounds, and providing us the facility so we can practice and play matches here," he said. "They supported us every time, whatever we've requested, they did their best. I'm very thankful to the city of Timmins." The team hosted the Mayor's Cup tournament in June to honor the city for its support. Plans are in the works for more tournaments in the coming season, with Timmins set as a host city for the 2024 Northern Ontario Cricket League season. There will be 6 teams coming to play here and staying in the hotels, eating at the restaurants, for 3 days and 3 nights, he said. "It will be great for the city as well as the club." He said the team is riding high after their successful season and looking forward to more wins next year. Registration is open now until October 22 for the winter sessions.